The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. What is the secret? Well, don't we listen to Elvis? There is no secret. Also, through Jesus, yes. But without Jesus, no. And the answer to everything in life.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. How much more? Much, much more. How much? Much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let's start our show off by acknowledging our sponsor, our friend Clint, who's coming in next week, and Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke cleanup, sewage removal, wind and flood cleanup, other restoration services. It doesn't matter what you have going on. If you've got some issues taking place and you need some help, if there is something, if your waterbed went to the ocean but tried to do it through your house, okay? If all of the flood from the time of Noah decided to land in one of your rooms and you need a little bit of help, you want to get in touch with Mr. Restore. They do free evaluations. They have advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB, and they have thousands of happy customers. Can't beat that. Thousands. Let's keep it very simple. Let's keep it very clean. Get it? Mr. Restore at MrRestore.com. Now, you can also reach them by going to our website, hemustincrease.org, and doing a link, or you can call them, 877-631-7576. That's 877-631-7576. I do want to point out, they are closely associated with the Adaptive Training Foundation, something my wife and I support, where they work with people who have one, two, three, or four severed limbs, giving these people hope, giving them drive, giving them vision, giving them purpose. And we love that. That's a great thing. So as you are aware, if you've got something going on and you want to support a company that supports helping people, Mr. Restore is where you want to go. MrRestore.com. Tell Clint you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Let's go after the important things of today. Well, I don't know. Do you got some? You ready for the holidays, the important ones?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, okay. Here you go. Number one, it's organize your home day. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I could use that.
Yeah, that's gone.
Tree's still up.
It's out. It's National Poetry at Work Day. So I'm going to do a poem here at work.
Oh, we can hardly wait.
Yeah, roses are red, violets are bluish. If it wasn't for Jesus, you'd all be Jewish. Okay, I'm just pointing that out to you. We could just help it out. Also, take a missionary to lunch day. That's a good one. I like that. But the big one, National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Ooh, okay, love me some hot pastrami.
Come on, folks. Hot Pastrami Day. You need a real day. I went to Remember we moved from Detroit to Phoenix, And my mom said, there's a really good deli. So we went there, right? Now, you know the difference between meat that is served in the East and in the West is in the East they use corn, and in the West they use hay. Would you rather have a bowl of corn or hay?
Corn.
Okay, there
I'm
you
from
go.
Nebraska. I get that corn-fed beef.
Yeah, that's – I mean, come on. Here's they're going to have hay. Eat this. Like, what? Okay. And you can tell the difference. If you can't, then you haven't really had good food. On this day in 1690, the clarinet was invented. That was my instrument when I was in grade school. I had a Bundy clarinet. I didn't do too well. Let's say that was not my future. You know how some people do music and they really take to it?
Right.
I couldn't figure out the reed that went on the little thing, mm-hmm. let alone the rest of it. That was not happening. For important things, on this day in 1951, the NFL had its first Pro Bowl game. That's kind of interesting. And then in 1990 on this day, and I like this one, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, yeah.
First show. I like that. That was a good one. How are you doing in general? Things going good for you?
Yeah. Just
doing
fine.
Good? Yeah.
It's Tuesday, right?
Yep. Tuesday. Not a lot of internet here. But
we have internet now.
Yeah, we have internet now. Okay. I'm streaming through my phone, so I'm hoping it works. They haven't figured out the wireless thing yet, so we're still working on that. All right. Let's get ready. This is going to really be a mind blower for some people. I'm going to make a few statements. So, for some people that don't know Elvis Presley was a wonderful musician back in the day. Had some ups and downs, but he sang this one hymn, "There is no secret in what God will do. There is no secret in what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you." Okay, so I mean that's good. Got it? Okay, thank you very much. All right. I hope I don't have to pay a royalty for that. All right, it was all in a joking manner, so we don't have to pay a royalty. Well, here's the problem. The problem is that within the framework of certain Christian elements, there are these certain weird-o doctrines. So some of it has to do, or a lot of it has to do with self-empowerment. And if you'll look and you'll take a gander at the bookstores, self-empowerment fills multitudes of bookstores, multitudes of books online. It's all about self, 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 self. And it's ironic because if you go into scripture, you find out that Jesus doesn't teach, hey, it's all about you. It's all about you and how you feel. It's all about you and how you're doing. That is not in the book. I know you want it to be in the book. It's just not in the book. So when we get into some of the name it and claim it, now I'm a firm believer in praying and believing to receive. Okay, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with speaking faith before it happens. Paul says we believe it, therefore we speak it. There's a context where that part's fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's when it moves over that one realm, that one step, where it's like, look at that guy's Benz. That Mercedes-Benz is fantastic. I claim a Mercedes-Benz in the name of Jesus. That's a problem. Along with that came some of the other more bizarre teachings that have floated through certain edges of the church. Things like the secret. You ever hear about the secret? It's all about the law of attraction. There's a law. God made certain laws, and the law of attraction is one of them. No, it's not. Okay, watch. No. Wrong. Wrong answer. Not biblical. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Any wish it and want it and get it attitude, which, by the way, is a book that was written by Brian Griffin, the dog on Family Guy. Anybody that has that mindset, there's a problem. Because the kingdom of God is not about Jesus Christ being Santa Claus. He's not the Grinch, but he's not Santa Claus. It's not a magic bag that you open up and then, oh, you get whatever you want. So people that believe in these kind of things, there's this whole thing that The Secret did. They were trying to Christianize, essentially name it and claim it. They were trying to overly Christianize it, and they showed a kid, and he was wishing for a red bike and wishing for a red bike, and the next minute they opened the door, and there's somebody there with a red bike. Like a genie kind of process. Hey, I got a message for you. If you're a Christian, lose that stupid stuff. That's not in the Bible. It doesn't work that way. Every prayer we pray is submitted to the will of God. Every request and petition we have is yielded to the approval of God. Oh, Lord, just give me a Hummer and I'll know that you love me. Okay, so Jesus dying on the cross wasn't good enough. But Lord, what I really need is a boat that's 96 feet long that I can take wherever I want, whenever I want, and leave work and not care. So basically what we're looking for when we do there is for God to make us rich. I'd be such a good rich person, Dave. Lord, give me $10 million, and I promise I'll pay tithes unlike most people. Or in other words, God, can you please give me $9 million? Hey, we got to stop that. That's not the way the walk works. Hey, I like that. Not the way the walk works. There's nothing wrong with coming before the Lord, seeking his help, asking for his favor in your endeavors, asking him to direct you and guide you, to bless the work of your hands. All of that is great, as long as you understand that in every single thing that ever happens ever, you are a steward of the Most High God, and whatever it is that you engage with had best be thought of to the glory of God and to the advancement of his kingdom. Life is not about paying bills. I know it feels like it. I go through that too. I'm no different than you, anybody else. You know, I'm not this guy, he's got a lot of money, he's got a radio show, puts me in debt every month. Pretty soon there is no plastic left. I can only do the best that I can do. Lay that before the Lord. Drop that down and say, please help. By the grace of God, in the last 2 months, miraculously, things have been provided for us. We're just thankful to be a part of it. But I'm not asking God to make me a multimillionaire so I can show everybody what kind of favor he has. I'm asking God to be with me in whatever I go through and whatever I'm doing. Because that is where the favor is. That is where the grace is. And so what I want to do is, I have a terrible time with this, by the way. If you talk to my wife, she'll tell you. Oh, yeah, Dave, you ask him. Sometimes he connects blessings and money. Blessings and money. It's like, it's wrong. I have to fight it. I have to fight it with myself. It's not that God will never bless you financially. He's blessed me 100 times, 1,000 times. But the blessings of God are not always wrapped up in a dollar bill. Sometimes the blessing of God could simply be his presence in your time of devotional prayer and reading the Word of God and him speaking to you and refreshment. Sometimes it's just the kingdom of God that you get to touch and see. I know, we got to pay the bills. I get it. I know, we want a little extra just to go out to dinner. I get it. But whether you have it or whether you don't doesn't declare whether God loves you or not. That's not how the kingdom of God works. Jesus didn't die for the middle class and the rich only. In fact, the Bible says that God has chosen the poor of this world rich in faith. He died for all of us. It's what we do with it. It's how you use it. It's how you acknowledge it and advance his kingdom and proclaim his message. Salvation in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Without being afraid of what others think, because then you're living for people. Can't live for people because it'll wipe you out. And if you try and live for yourself, you'll wipe you out. Got to live for him. All right, we come back. We're going to look at some of the depths of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
That a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke. How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, Halo, Halo. Come on, like Halo. Come on. You don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses. He broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple. Because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Okay. All right. Did you hear about the dial-up prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you going to tell me life's so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right. That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible. Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on. That's good. All right. Here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right, that's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
No, the cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Want to let you know, if you want to get to the website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. So you got the website, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. And then our YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, has got probably about 60. I think there's about 60 videos on there. And then right now we're doing Facebook Live. I don't know. I never know how it goes. We're going to do trivia in just a second. Before we do that, we want to talk about our good friend Johnny Hill and the Men of God Moving.
Well, we're moving on now. To the side. To the deluxe apartments in the sky.
All right. Johnny's on the show quite a bit. You should know him by now. He's a fantastic testimony. MenofGodMoving.com. That is their website. MenofGodMoving.com. If you're on Facebook, Men of God Moving. You type that in, you'll be able to get to their Facebook page. Johnny is, they're pretty diligent. We were moved from California to Texas. I won't even mention the company. I will simply say, oy vey. Okay? That's my comment. If I was going to write a comment, oy vey. How many stars would you give it? Oy vey. In Johnny's case, people love him. He shares. He prays with people. He talks to people. He ministers to people. Get in touch with him. If you got any move, it doesn't matter how far you're going, doesn't matter how short you're going, or what it is, whether it's an office, an apartment, a house, none of that matters. 817-707-7672. They're, of course, linked to our website, menofgodmoving.com. Just a really good guy. He really encourages me. And I appreciate that. I think that's a wonderful thing. Okay, we are going to do trivia. So if you have your trivia pencil ready, let's see if you can remember this one. Here it is. Oh, that's too tough. We'll go with this one. Who bought Joseph? Remember Joseph? We talked about him yesterday. He was sold by his brothers. It is most likely that who he worked for was who purchased him. Who was that? In the Old Testament. Who was it? Who was it that bought him? Okay? It's a weird way to say it, but so what? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. As who bought Joseph, you know, from Genesis. Just figure that out. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I'm a strong believer in prayer and answered prayer, in God helping financially and God helping physically in all of those realms. I think God is active in the believer's life. He answers prayers. If he didn't answer prayers, you wouldn't be saved. Okay? I just think when you get into some of these zones, in our country, we're very geared towards money. Our whole system is based on economics, and it's based on money. It's not that that system by itself is bad. It's not money that's bad. It's the love of money that's bad. And so sometimes as Christians, people can get so engulfed, so entrenched, so engulfed in the idea that money is the only way that you can be blessed from the Lord. By the way, that theory goes back into the New Testament and in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, remember Jesus said it's impossible for a rich man to get saved. And then people are like, what do you mean? Those are the people that are favored with God. They have all the money. Jesus goes, with man, it's impossible. Only with God is it possible. Not is it highly unlikely. It's impossible apart from God. So I just want you to understand that the element of richness, and that's been an issue for years. Years and years in society. The question is, would you lay everything down right this second if Jesus said, lay it all down for me? Lay it all down for me. Everybody you know, everything you have, everything you are, lay it down. That's what you got to answer. So I want to make sure that you understand that when I'm talking about some of these things, I'm not like this anti, you know, pray for stuff. I just think that you got to be careful when it's all about you, right? And here's the key. The key is it's not about you having the power. I can obtain the law of attraction, and thereby I will create my own destiny because I am the master and the captain of my destiny. Right up until a piano falls on your head. Okay? You're the captain of your destiny. Yeah, unless you get cancer, and then it's not so captain of destiny thing. My point is, there is a surrender or a submission that has to go to the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. I'm going to use a verse that's used all the time, but I want to put it in its context. Verse 10, I greatly rejoice in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And we will often, you'll hear people say, I can do all things through Christ. And sometimes athletes will say, I can do all things through Christ. It's the most immediate context has to do with surviving situations. Does that mean an athlete can't use it when they're trying to do their best on the field? No, of course an athlete can use it. They can summon all that they have, bring it before the Lord and say, Lord, help me just do the best that I can. There's nothing wrong with that. God's not upset going, oh, that's terrible. Well, they want to do their best before the Lord. They believe in the Lord, and they're asking him to help them do the best. I pray that every single day when I'm driving. God, help me do my best. I can do all things through Christ, and this one I need. But in context, it's facing any and every situation. And it tells you what the answer is. Through Jesus. Not through wishful thinking. Not through naming and claiming. Through Jesus. I can do it. Through Jesus. Whatever it is I got to do, I can do it through him. And you think, well, that's a little far-fetched, Dave. That's Philippians 4:13. A little far-fetched, huh? John chapter 15, verse 4 through 5. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You can't do anything in the kingdom of God apart from Jesus. And we're told to seek first the kingdom of God, the kingship of God, where God is king, and his righteousness, which is Jesus Christ, by the way. Here is the key. Through Jesus, you can do things. With God, you can do all things. All things are possible to him that believes, as long as you're doing it with God, in partnership with God, in surrender to God, in submission to God, in yieldedness to God. You can pray for the most outrageous. You can pray for whatever you want, as long as you're doing it in partnership with God. It's a little tough to think that you need that person's red Lamborghini in order for you to walk perfectly in harmony with God, because he's not likely to give it to you that way. And why doesn't God give scorpions when kids ask for bread? I think you get that, right? That's a bad thing to give a child. If they need bread, you help them. Well, God's going to help you. Maybe it just part of this process is him teaching you and I. He wants to do it step by step as he sees fit and doesn't want to just give you $10 billion and drop it in your bank. Why not? Well, because then everybody would have $10 billion, and $10 billion would be worth nothing. That's why. So part of the process is understanding that as we move forward in the Lord, we do it in him. We do everything we do in him. We believe that God blesses and guides and directs us. But our premise is to do this in surrender to Jesus. And some of us have been trying to be successful or on top or walking on top of the water without him. When Peter walked on top of the water, he was looking at Jesus. As soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he sank. When we're looking at the situation around us and listening to the sounds of the winds and listening and looking at all the stuff around us and not focused on the Lord, we sink. We don't stay up. We go down. And the Lord wants us to understand the secret, quote unquote, is that it's all through Jesus. And you might be thinking, well, no, there's no, that's it. If you're a Christian, it's all through Jesus, period. Everything is surrendered to him, everything is submitted to him, and everything is yielded. I know what everybody's out there teaching. I've been hard for this stuff for 40 years. For 40 years, I've heard, this is it. This is the answer. This is all we got. It's like, no, the answer is Jesus. The answer has always been Jesus. The answer is Jesus. The answer will always be Jesus. Hey, guess what? In heaven, the answer will be Jesus. That's going to be the answer. No flesh is going to glory in his presence. Just so we can have a refresher course, just because it's helpful for us, there's only one superstar, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he's the only one. And while we're going through this walk here on the earth until we're getting to our destination, and by the way, it's not the journey, it's the destination, because if you have a wonderful journey and end up in hell, it ain't going to work out for you too good. This is about honoring and glorifying and acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. All you got to do is read Philippians chapter 2, and you will find out that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, one way or another. One way or another, Jesus is going to get the props. So maybe we can get on board and trust him for things and do everything through him. When we come back, we're going to go in just a little deeper. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We do want to let you know, if you want to reach us, the website, hemustincrease.org, and the email, david@hemustincrease.org. I do want to give you an update on our ministry. We got the bylaws done last night. Woo! We got our minutes put together, so we just have to have our first meeting. Then we submit our EIN number, the minutes, the bylaws, and the articles to the IRS, and off we are to the races. So I'm pretty excited about that because it's really like the birthing of the ministry on the next level, and I just think it's awesome. A couple things I do want to do. I want to make sure that, you know, when I ask you trivia questions, sometimes the where I get the questions, I don't like them. Like, I like to reword things, so I'm going to reword this question. And I'm going to try and make it really simple because I think the way I ask the question is kind of goofy, even in my own mind. So the trivia question originally was, who bought Joseph? Let me ask you this. Whose house was Joseph in, or whose wife accused him of attacking her? That might help you a little bit better. Remember, he was in a house and somebody accused him of making sexual advances. Who was that? Who was the owner of the house? Who was the husband? Who was the dude that was in charge? Who was that guy? Okay, that's what I'm trying to get to. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Who was it? Whose household was he in? And whose wife, what's the husband of the wife who accused him of making sexual advances against him? This is regarding Joseph in the Old Testament in Genesis. Okay, I want to make sure, the reason I'm taking a little extra time on this is because I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I'm a big believer in praying and receiving. I believe that God will bless the work of your hands, especially if you've committed it into his kingdom and into his hands, and you're doing it with him. And I think it's really important to understand that there are people that try to teach that there's success by yourself just because there's these universal laws and it doesn't have to involve Jesus and you can just be whoever you want to be and do whatever you want to do, and that's why people are successful. That's not what it is at all. If you read Psalm 73, you're going to find out that people have great success in life, and the ones that don't know God, their problem is that when they're done, they're going to hell. That's the problem. You think, oh, that's a terrible thing to say. I didn't write it. Read Psalm 73. It says, boy, all these people getting away with this, they do this, they do this, they get away with all this stuff. Oh, man, I'm really upset, God, I'm really upset. And then it says, until I went into the house of the Lord and realized their end. Like, their end is going to be awful. And again, God blesses people, expects good stewardship out of them, you know, expects them to do good things. And all of this is so that we can do it with God and not independent or on our own. What the devil wants you to do is buy into the world system and do it the world's way, or buy into yourself and do it through self, or do it through sin. And what God is saying is, do this journey with me. Don't do it in these other ways. In James chapter 4, verse 13 through 17, it says this: now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go into this city and spend a year there and carry on business and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we'll live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it's a sin. And what the scripture is saying is, look, you're going to be, oh, these are my plans, this is what I'm going to do, and nothing's going to stop me, and I've got the right attitude, and I've got the, you know, name it and claim it disposition, and forward I go, and nobody's going to get in my way. And it's like, God's like going, your life is a mist. Did you ever have a moisturizing, what is that, the little vaporizer machines in your room? You know, that little mist that comes out? That's what your life is. Your life is a mist. And God's saying, you don't know if you can get it. You don't know if you're, what's going to happen 5 minutes from now. So whatever you do, you surrender it to the Lord. Just what it says. If it's the Lord's will, we'll do this. If it's the Lord's will, we'll do that. But you do it as unto the Lord. The best you can. And yeah, you'll fail. I fail. I fail all the time. But I fail in him. I do my best to do it before the Lord, and I lay it at his feet. And you might be thinking, well, why, you know, why does it go this way? Why do you have to go through this process? Why can't you just, you know, work and be successful? And you should just be successful because of your hard work. Why do Christians seem to go through so much? I'll tell you exactly why Christians go through more than most people here on earth. And that's because everything that God does in your life involves a partnership with God. Everything. Your breath is a partnership from God. Your life, your successes is in partnership with God. When you fail, it's not that he made you fail, but the Lord is with you in it. And when things are dark, he's by your side. When things are bright, he's by your side. And he's with you in all the process. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says we are co-workers in God's service. This is a co-working process. This is you and God in partnership. And you'll probably have great months and maybe great years and hard months and hard years. You know what that's called? Life. But if you do it with God, it's eternal life. One of the more amazing things in Mark chapter 16, 19 and 20, it says, when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. And the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. God worked with the disciples. When the Bible was written, one of the most amazing things is bibliology. You got 40 authors over a couple of maybe 3,000 years, 3,500 years, with a single thread that goes through all 66 books, 39 in the old and 27 in the new. The bibliology is one of the most amazing testaments, especially in regards to prophecy and all of the things that the Bible contains. It's the most historically documented book ever by a thousand. And you think, well, how did God write it? With God's Holy Spirit and people. Because everything is a partnership with God. Because everything you do is in partnership with the Lord. The Lord loves people. He loves people. He doesn't want people to rebel, but people are going to turn their face away from him. They're going to rebel. They're going to, I'm going to do it on my own. I can run this earth without you, God. That's called sin. That's what Adam and Eve did in the garden. Instead of doing that, we need to be like, Lord, let's do this together. I'm with you, Lord. Where else can we go? Who else has the words of life? Nobody. And so you go through all this stuff, and the reason that I bring it up is because in our society, in our world, in our country, look, self-empowerment's a big deal. Law of attraction's a big deal. Name and claim is a big deal. I will achieve it because I have determined to achieve it. I am the master. And it's like, you are not the master. You're not the master of any. You're not the master of 5 minutes from now. And you're only brilliant about 5 minutes ago because you already went through it. God is the master, and ironically, he can undo or do anything he wants. Why? Because he created time. Time didn't exist before God. God introduced time. And so in everything that we do, and everywhere we go, and every element that we have, it's about this partnership with God. And I know you guys know this, as believers, it's like some of those things are like, they're awesome and fantastic. Some are so hard. I was talking to my wife last night about that whole Joseph story. About, can you imagine your brothers all just, you know, they were going to kill him, and then they, you know, he got rescued, but then they sell him, and it's just like, what a horrible, that guy must have thought, you know, I would have thought, where's God? Where's God? Where's the God of my ancestors? And yet the scripture says God was with him. And when Joseph was also in charge in Egypt, guess what? God was with him. Because the core to who Joseph was that God was with him. And so he can handle the good, he can handle the bad, he can handle the abundant, he can handle the starving, he can handle all of that. And you know what? We go through that exact thing. Starving and abundant and plus and minus and up and down, all of that stuff. We go through all of it. And we can go through all of it and handle all of it and be okay in all of it through Jesus. Jesus makes it so we don't have to medicate our way through. It's just kind of like the most honest way to say it. And we're good at medicating, aren't we? Most of our nation's medicated. I mean, seriously. Yet Jesus makes it so that with him, we can get through it. You see what I'm saying? With him, we can get through all of it. Through him. In partnership with him. Dave, you lost your mind. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have. I think so. But I'd rather lose my mind for Christ than be a part of the world that's going to lift up their fist or their hand against God. I'd rather be in his kingdom as a busboy than in any dark kingdom as a king. That's the way it is. Because I want to go with him who has life, who gives life, and who loves me. That's what I'm looking for. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Sometimes things go according to plan, sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help his kids, but he does want us to use the wisdom he gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company, a top-rated AAA-rated company. Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience.
So we, being not... completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth. We got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. I wanted to wait. I didn't know if we would get Stephanie's commercial in. We were able to get her commercial in. So now I'm going to do a read for Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
There you go. Stephanie, by the way, one of our ministry partners. Now, she's working for New York Life Insurance Company. And if you're listening to this show, you just heard her commercial. So we were able to get her commercial in. Bottom line is she's connected to our site at hemustincrease.org. She will help you if you're a person and you're in this place where you are trying to figure out how to start savings, protecting some of your assets, making sure that things are okay, and you're trying to work through this process, and you don't have anybody to talk to about it because everybody either wants to charge you or they want you to show them everything in the whole universe, you can just talk to Stephanie and just pick her brains and talk to her a little bit and see if there's a connection. And if you like her and it works out, you can get together and she can help you out. No requirements, no obligations, no anything. But she will help you understand there are some basics. You need to have some money put away for this and that and maybe some protections. That's what she's going to help you do at the core. And that's what you need, help at the core. And she's there to do that. And so we appreciate her commitment to this ministry and what we're doing, just like we appreciate Clint and his commitment to the ministry, just like we appreciate Johnny and his commitment to the ministry. And there's three or four new people that are coming on board. And it's like, yeah, because we want to do this ministry stuff. And these are people that have a passion for the kingdom of God. And I love it. I love that part. That's the best part. Okay. Take a deep breath, Dave. Okay, All right. Who is the guy? Who is the captain of the guard, captain of Pharaoh's guard, whose wife accused Joseph of bad behavior? This is the third way I'm asking this same question. It bothers me because either our phone lines are not working or I'm just saying this wrong. 972-445-0770. Who was it that Joseph worked for as the manager of his household before he was falsely accused and then imprisoned because of this this soldier's wife? Who was the guy? Try and give you a little more time to answer that. I just want to see if we can get there. 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. So we've been spending almost this whole show, and as you notice, I kind of get passionate about this element of understanding that there's nothing wrong with moving forward. There's nothing wrong with trying to build. There's nothing wrong with trying to, create. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that take it on. You want to make sure that anything you're doing, you're building with God. You're doing it in a partnership with God. You want to make sure that whatever work you do, whatever capacity that is, if you're done working, you want to make sure any kingdom work you're doing isn't born of the flesh. I've had a couple of born of the flesh kingdom works that I've done. It's terrible. It turns out to be terrible. It's a complete waste of time. Here's the bottom line. You just want to do everything you want to do in partnership with God, because being connected to Him is what all of eternity is going to be about. It's not going to be sitting on – I know these people have this image or this hope of Christianity that people are going to be sitting on clouds and playing harps, and you're just going to hear this harp music. And it's like it's if you look at Revelation chapter 22, it certainly seems like there's a lot more structure going on. Talks about nations, talks about different elements. I think there's going to be a whole existence. Maybe it's the very thing we never did in the first place. Whatever we missed because we messed up in the garden, maybe we all go back to that. I don't know. It'll be so much fun to find out. I look forward to the kingdom of God and His manifestation in regards to it. Here is, though, the answer to everything. If you want the answer to everything, I got it right here. It's not a secret. It's not a secret what God will do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. It's not anything bizarre or weird. Moses laid out the track. It is one of the reasons that we call this ministry, He Must Increase. Exodus 33, Moses said to the Lord, "You've been telling me, lead these people, but have you not let me know whom you will send with me?" He said, "I know you by name and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your way so I might know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." And Moses said to him, "If your presence doesn't go with us, do not send us from here." So if you're not going with us, forget it. I'm not interested. I quit. Verse 16, "How will anyone know that you are pleased with me, with your people, unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you, and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But he said, "But you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I've passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." I don't know why people don't teach on this. This is like so fascinating. So there's Moses. He's having this engagement with God and they're talking. And Moses is like, "Look, if you're not going with us, I'm not going. I'm not doing this. You either go with us or forget it." And the Lord's like, I'm going with you. And Moses said, you got to make that distinction between us and all the other people. And God's like, my presence is with you. I know your name. I'm going with you. And then Moses goes, I want more. Show me your glory. And the Lord goes, well, you can't see my face, dude. You see me, you'll explode. But I'll put you in this rock area, and then I'll walk by you. You can see my backside. Listen to what Moses said. Moses has already spent all this time with God, and Moses is like, I want more. I need more of you in my life. I want to see you. I want to understand you. I want to draw closer to you. Moses, who had spent so much time with God, his face glowed. He had to put a veil on his face because he was in the presence of God. Wasn't enough. He wanted more. That's the answer to everything. More of God. Every problem you will ever have, always, the answer is more of him. I don't care if it's physical, financial, psychological, emotional, it doesn't relational, it doesn't matter. The answer is more of God in each and every circumstance. The answer to everything, eternal and situational, the solution of all of it is more of him in our lives so we can walk with the living hope that comes through him. More of God. That should be your prayer. That should be my prayer. That should be our passion. Otherwise, heaven is going to be horrible. Get that? All right. Just to give the answer, which we were not, this is twice we've had to give the answer. That's kind of, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? The answer is Potiphar. Potiphar, it was Joseph's wife. Potiphar, his wife, accused Joseph, and he was the one who was the soldier whom the accused Joseph falsely, and that's what brought Joseph in jail, which of course then led to Joseph being in contact with Pharaoh, just to let you know. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.